from the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio out here at the Georgetown Fair. The FFA Swine Show just concluded. The judge, Justin Lewis, great to meet you.
Yes, thank you for the invitation. Absolutely.
So tell us about the show today. I was pretty impressed with the numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great show. Tremendous set of hogs on both the breeding and the market side, but a tremendous set of kids. The FFA students from this area really have worked hard all year on their projects to get ready for this show, and they've done an excellent job.
Tell us where you're from, what you do for a living, all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Justin Lewis, I'm from Marshall, Illinois. I work for the Illinois Livestock Development Group, which is a group of commodity groups that kind of come together. I'm the business developer for that group and help individuals that are looking to expand their current livestock operations. They can call me and I can help them either build facilities, work with siting, that sort of thing. And always happy to help livestock producers. So it's great time, great opportunity here at the Georgetown Fair to get to connect with some young producers as they continue to develop and to hone their skills and hopefully continue to raise livestock in their future.
This part of Illinois, I'm always impressed with the swine population and the quality.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the swine individuals and exhibitors have really upped their game here in the last few years. These shows are so competitive anymore, and it takes so much work to get one ready for a big show like this. And so I think it's absolutely a tremendous. It's a great teaching tool for the youth in order to teach them kind of hard work and responsibility. And it's just an awesome thing.
Now, did you show when you were a kid?
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up showing in Clark County, 4-H, showed various livestock throughout there, focused a lot on the beef side and the swine side. I've recently been into the goat side here as well. And so just kind of fun. And I love interacting with the kids and helping livestock producers.
So what was tougher, showing as a kid or judging now?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. I think both definitely have their challenges. For me, though, I don't necessarily think it's tough to be a judge. I think it's a lot of fun. I think, again, getting to interact with the youth and getting to see them display all of their hard work all year, that's very rewarding for me. So I wouldn't necessarily say it's tough, but it's a lot of fun for sure.
And when the competition is close, that's when it's a little bit tough. What are you looking for in the animals as far as picking out the best in breed?
Yeah, absolutely. So for me, I'm a big a soundness and longevity guy. I like an animal that can move very freely and loosely off of both ends of their skeleton, ones that can walk really with a kind of a nice smooth stride. That is very important for me. And then when we start talking about market animals, of course, we've got to have animals that's got muscle and some shape and some density to them. I think all those things are very important.
I love the way you were interacting because you were letting the exhibitors know what they need to work on for the next generation.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's important. You know, all of these little county fairs are great learning experiences for these individuals and all just things that they can take and utilize in their future, whether that's their future career. Hopefully, we hope that's a career in agriculture. But if it's not, we know that everybody's involved in agriculture in some kind of way.
And finishing up with showmanship, so what are you looking for when you're looking at the best showman in the ring?
Showmanship is, again, a lot of fun for me because I like to interact with the individuals. For me, eye contact is super important. Being courteous of their other participants in that particular class is important. And then, here on the swine side, if they can control their animal and get that animal to move the way that they would like to, is kind of all big outliers that I'm looking for in showmanship classes.
Not always easy to get the swine to obey.
No, absolutely. Absolutely not. And again, I think that, again, goes back to this is a great youth activity to teach individuals hard work and dedication because it's not easy to get a 280-pound hog to do what you want to do.
Well, thank you so much for visiting with us. And thanks for all your hard work because we have the animals, we have the kids. We can't have a show without the judges like you. Thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely. And thanks again for the Georgetown Fair and Section 19 FFA for the invitation.
From the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio out here at the Georgetown Fair, this is Dennis Michelson. We'll have more reports throughout the week.